Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As attorney general, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The U.S. formally announced it will seek trade agreements with Japan, the European Union, and the United Kingdom. That, according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who made the announcement this week. The European Union has downplayed the announcement, though, despite ongoing exploratory talks since this summer. The EU has previously stated that agriculture would not be negotiated in any free trade agreement with the United States. However, in the announcement, Lighthizer says he is committed to negotiating with timely results for American workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses. The Trump administration intends to negotiate the trade agreement under Trade Promotion Authority, which allows for a simple yes or no approval by Congress without amendments. U.S. trade with the EU totaled nearly $1.2 trillion in 2017, while trade with Japan totaled an estimated $283.6 billion in 2017. Representatives of the U.S. pork industry say we've got the momentum on trade headed in the right direction now. National Pork Producers Council President Jim Heimerl stated that pork producers are hurting because of retaliatory tariffs on pork, but says their patience is starting to pay off. These comments, of course, following the formal announcement by the U.S. that it will be seeking these new agreements with the EU, Japan, and the United Kingdom. All of this, though, follows the recent completion of negotiations to update the North American Free Trade Agreement, now named the U.S.-Canada-Mexico Agreement, if approved. Between the USMCA and the recently updated agreement with South Korea, NPPC points out that the administration has maintained the U.S. pork industry's zero-tariff access to three of the top five destinations for U.S. pork exports. However, NPPC notes that while the organization is open to trade negotiations with the United Kingdom, it is skeptical about EU intentions. Heimerl says that the EU has played the United States like a drum in the past, adding that NPPC expects the U.S. to require the EU to eliminate all tariff and non-tariff barriers to U.S. pork. In the meantime, though, as expected, the U.S. Senate will not be considering the updated NAFTA agreement, at least not here for the rest of 2018. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Bloomberg News a vote on the updated agreement would not happen until after the new year, saying, "My trade advisors say you can't possibly do it under the various steps that we have to go through." However, McConnell said that there's no question this will be on the top of the agenda next year. The outcome of the November midterm elections could make the path forward for USMCA a challenge, though. If Democrats gain control of the House, they could ask the White House to make changes to the updated agreement before voting or simply disapprove of the agreement altogether. While unlikely, some Republican senators, including Iowa's Chuck Grassley, have commented that a vote this year on the updated agreement would avoid any potential political conflict next year. You got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.